had to, first of all, you had to equalize and amplify the pulses. And then you had to put in a threshold so you could determine whether the and sample. So you had to put in a threshold and look at particular times every 1.5 megahertz, megasaw, whatever. what's the right term? And see whether the amplitude of the signal was above or below that threshold. And that's how you decided whether it was a signal or what. But I'll get back to that in a moment. So we felt constrained because it would be easy to just add a lot more bits for doing the framing, but that would raise the frequency of the transmission. So we came up with a scheme. I can remember now. Henry Mann and I were sitting in, I guess it was my office, considering that problem. We came up with a scheme. Well, look, all we have to do is have one pulse that you can always recognize, and it has to have some characteristic that's unique. So we decided, well, let's try just making it go alternately on and off. There won't be any other pulse in this pulse train that will go on and off alternately, because that corresponds to the frequency of an individual channel of 4 kilohertz, and that's above a band, cutting off things that are above around 34 hertz. Came up with that scheme. Stay at one more pulse, and when you were framed, it would be going on and off. And as soon as it stopped doing that, you knew you were out of frame. So you just scanned through, looked at every pulse until you found one that consistently just went on and off. And that was we were really proud of that. It's a good scheme. The only problem with that is that 193 turned out to be a prime number, and it's large. It's just awkward to deal with putting together multiplexes of these signals that have prime numbers and number of bits. Of course, that was, engineers are clever and they figured out how to do it, but we were a little taken aback by that. But that was the basis for the framing that was used for many years. So that was another one of the problems that we solved. But really the most fundamental problem that we got into was the problem of these systems interfering with each other. That is, you typically needed more than one system on a cable route. Mm-hmm. So in the same cable, you would need 10, 20, whatever, in order to provide enough total channels to carry the traffic between two central offices. Well, the cable pairs crosstalk from one end to another, and that was